Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
About eugenics being the religion of the globalist. Eugenics, and not just the popularized, simple eugenics that's taught in textbooks, but the real eugenics as a cosmology, as a belief system, and really religion for the ruling class and their rationale for what they do. And I went and saw films like Tron a few years ago, the new Tron with Jeff Bridges. I went and saw Superman, Man of Steel last night with my father and two older children, my son and oldest daughter. I went and saw, of course, Oblivion. And all of these films have an anti-eugenics message that are extremely strong. And I don't really spend a lot of time in contact with Hollywood people, just because even when they contact you, then you've got to run after them, and it's a big hassle, and most of them, 9 out of 10, don't want to come on air. I know there's a Christian Bale movie they're making right now that they want me to be in, that's got a big director putting it out, and I haven't even really followed that up too much. I know that Adam Kokesh is in a big movie that's coming out. My point is that anti-New World Order ideas have infiltrated Hollywood. They don't want to just be left or right. People are really into the reality of what's happening. And, you know, I know for a fact Ridley Scott listens to the show. That's all I'm going to say. That's why I really don't like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, because I know they've been listeners going back about 8 years ago. And then look at all the stuff they do. It's like they know this info and decide to totally join the New World Order. I guess it's a move they think is the winning team. And I didn't mean to start the broadcast with a whole Hollywood rant. It's just that I really found about 90% of the messages last night in Man of Steel, and I'm not a Superman fan of a superhero in, you know, red underwear. The story's interesting, and it's a Christ story. That's admitted, by the way. I talked about it yesterday, or no, Sunday being a Christ story, and I saw comments on InfoWars that I was crazy and stuff. The creators of it in 1933 said it was a Christ story. That's not debatable, by the way. That's not me just saying that. I know it sounds weird, but truth is stranger than fiction. But I just kind of had a realization this morning, and then once I started the show just now, before I get into all this serious news, that it is a really positive thing that Hollywood, especially the newer generation, people up to even age 50, 60 years old, is one of the newer generations, but the new generation, especially, you know, 30 years old or so, are really awake to how the world works and very cynical. Just like you see the newspapers having record, you know, low credibility and Congress having record low credibility, people sitting in the command chairs of propaganda really don't like what's going on. And you've got the old mafia, which is literally mafia. Jewish mafia, Italian mafia, big banking mafia, Saudi Arabian mafia, Chinese mafia, now is real big in Hollywood, controlling what can and can't be done. There is a major rebellion right under the surface that's been going on. And I've talked about this before, but I mean, I go see these movies, and it's like something I would make if I had that skill. I mean, Man of Steel had a very good message, but in a way, it's almost a revelation of the method. I think that's why the establishment allows this stuff to come out, because it's an externalization of the hierarchy. But I'll do a review in the third hour, at the start of the third hour, on Man of Steel.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have a astrophysicist and world-renowned meteorologist scheduled to join us from London for part of the second hour today. Piers Corbin is one of the most sought-after regional and worldwide trend forecasters, sometimes even a year ahead on weather forecasting according to the sun and the position of the moon. Of course, the ancients knew that. They didn't know why, but the moon tends to position itself in front of the solar winds and the solar particles. And so depending on what's going on with the sun and then what's happening with the moon and its position, that then is one of the largest drivers of weather. And they know that when there's big solar flares or when the sun's going into cycles where there's a higher level of flares, that when a big flare ejects and goes in the direction of the Earth, the flame stops billions of miles away from the Earth, but the radiation, the different wavelengths, continues. And that's why anytime they announce a giant solar flare hitting the Earth, it can be a clear blue sky. And I go, well, I'm looking forward to the thunderstorms tonight, because it's a fact that that's the main generator. It's not potash like scientists thought 50, 60 years ago. It is particles coming in out of space that then pick up other particles and create an electrical charge as they come into the atmosphere, and then causes a focal point for nuclei to expand and allow water droplets and other particulate to build up. But I don't want to go off into the study of meteorology. Just the UN said 4 years ago, though, at their big hearing over in Denmark, that we vote that the sun does not affect climate. It is all humans. And they voted. And so the sun has nothing to do with the temperature of the earth. Now, any moron, I guarantee you, somebody with a full frontal lobotomy, you can say to him, why is it hot, Billy? It is hot to beat the sun out. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here. Everyone knows, but the UN tells you it's not the sun. Because they can't really put a tax on that. They're trying to put taxes on solar panels now. They actually put them on the manufacturer in many countries. But they want to tax you to put solar panels on your roof in many areas now. So I guess I shouldn't joke around and say that they don't want to admit the sun controls most of our climate and weather and changes in it with its fluctuations, just as it does the weather on all the other planets and Mars. Very, very interesting to see. To see all of that unfolding now. So we're going to be discussing that coming up, that conspiracy theory that the sun affects our climate, because Al Gore says it doesn't, and he's God after all. He knows best, coming up in the second hour today. At the start of the third hour, I'm going to spend a few minutes giving you my review of Man of Steel. I went and saw the new Superman movie last night, and I'm not a big fan of comic book movies. I mean, I like more historical or just straight up probable type scenarios in science fiction, because yesterday's science fiction is today's reality in many cases. What man imagines, man can tend to build. What humankind envisions, we tend to build. But you understand that science fiction and just the culture in general that's programmed is there to sell a message. And the message I'm seeing in films like The New Tron and The New Man of Steel and Oblivion overall is a very, very healthy message. And that is mirrored by what I know about people inside Hollywood, that the hottest thing for more than a decade, and it just gets hotter and hotter, is what you call conspiracy, which is just getting outside the box, questioning, learning more. That's all it is. Not trusting known liars. And there is a old Hollywood mafia guard that is intimidating and trying to go after people that try to put out positive messages. But what's happening is so many people aren't going along with it in Hollywood that you see the choice now to the anti-family, pro-death, pro-evil, dehumanizing messages versus the more positive messages. And because there's now choices out there, the positive messages are so much more popular that the old Hollywood mafia, even though they want to dehumanize people, have trouble not putting out the positive messages because it's still somewhat of a free market and they want to be more profitable. That's why the globalists openly say they want to get rid of any free market and just have an oligopoly run by central governments with a few major corporations, is because they have to then go with the market and go with what people want. And I have been in meetings with the biggest lawyers in Hollywood, you know, famous names. I have met, for every famous Hollywood person you've heard on the show, I've met 9 or 10 big ones that are just as big or bigger who are afraid to go on air. And it is mind-blowing to see the revolution of awakening in Hollywood, not just in the general public. You see Congress with an incredibly low approval rating, the mainstream media with an all-time low, 77% saying they absolutely trust nothing they say. And by the way, that's a new Gallup. There's several new polls on that, but a new Gallup poll that's pretty much a push poll. It's more like 5%, 6% from what I've seen trust the system and like the system. And usually those are people that are working for the system and are on a power trip and also not too bright. So I'll get to more of that at the start of the next hour. It's not even so much about Man of Steel, though I will review the film. It's about seeing these messages Some would argue it's a revelation of the method, an externalization of the hierarchy, and I think that's why the upper echelon social engineers allow it or rationalize they're doing it. But the truth is sexy. The truth is liberty is sexy. The truth is people fundamentally can lie to themselves and say that evil and dehumanization is going to give them power. But deep down, people are hardwired to know you're not going to escape what you're doing. So folks that have used the dark side to gain power, they actually, if you could use this term, lust after the light. It's the grass on the other side of the canyon that is truly greener. And so it's a paradox. Most of them then just get to where they hate goodness and want to eradicate it because they want to sleep in the dark slumber of wickedness, and it's like a bright light being on. They want to extinguish it. But others who were brought up in evil but aren't completely wicked, they are drawn towards the light. So we're going to be breaking that down today. And again, Hollywood puts out these deceptive messages like, Carol Ann, stay away from the light. Go away from the light. Well, the truth is you want to go towards the light. And again, these are just archetypal images. Or in Devil's Advocate, Al Pacino tells Keanu Reeves, another guy that's fully awake and super smart, but so proud he doesn't talk to anybody. So the media calls him stupid. It's actually the opposite. And the devil says, you know, I'm a fan of man. I want to empower humanity. And I want you to have free will, when it's really the opposite. And whether you believe in a physical entity or spirit in the universe of death and destruction, you might as well believe in the devil, because there's people that act and behave like the devil in this world, in this universe. Now, I want to get into the NSA news and this ongoing soap opera and how the system tries to spin it. There's also riots and demonstrations going on from Turkey to Brazil. They start out as peaceful demonstrations, and then the police come and attack people, so then they fight back. We're going to be getting into that. We're going to be getting into the G8 going on in Ireland with aircraft carriers off the shore for the president, which is just ridiculous. And the media obsessing over Michelle Obama's hair, just training the public to be petty. We're going to also get into the phasing out of men as astronauts and as soldiers, but that's part of the phasing out of humans, period. So I'm going to be explaining that as well here today. And we're also going to go over some of the news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, like NFL to enhance public safety by implementing clear bag policy, and then that'll also be on the streets now. They're even proposing in England making you carry clear bags everywhere. They've got NSA telephone poles going up. We told you about this 2 years ago. Even though it was publicly admitted, people couldn't believe it. Now it's being announced in Wired Magazine like it's a good thing. And it's also admitted that Amazon actually has CIA computers inside of it. So the new way they're going to hide in plain view that all the telecommunications companies have the NSA and CIA inside of them is that, the CIA and NSA are leasing space inside Google and Amazon. Yeah, they're right next to the NSA bases and right next to the NASA bases. NASA's the shadow government, by the way. I'm going to be explaining that as well. And again, you notice everything I've told you is now coming out in the news exactly as I told you. What do you just think? I just came up with some narrative that was this complex and this detailed, and then it just so happens to match what's now coming out. I know their entire agenda, okay? Because they brag about it. That's what I keep trying to explain to people. So we're going to be breaking all this down when we come back. It's like I talked about yesterday, New York Times. Oh, the brainstems of the Gulf War troops really are rotting. Wonder what did it? Nerve gas, you knew 18 years ago in the studies. Our government blew up the nerve gas and told them to take their mask off. Just like they knew the dust was deadly at the World Trade Center. just like they know glyphosates are giving you breast cancer. They're doing it on purpose, okay? I don't know how else to explain this to you people. They're murdering everyone.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use in inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, let's get into the NSA that the public is now being introduced to, like children being introduced to the outdoors. They're just opening the doors up and showing you what you can see on the surface, but there's a big wide world, a whole universe of surveillance out there. The entire infrastructure worldwide, from Japan to the United States, from Germany to Chile, from South Korea to South Africa, from Moscow, Russia to Beijing, China, There is a unified global corporate government trying to take over what's left of nation states, trying to break down the family, trying to take over society, and hardwiring the most lethal systems they can into the wireless grids. If there's a TV flicker rate that mesmerizes and lowers brain waves, they go with that one in the global standardization and have international policy boards. If there's a particular wavelength of microwave relay from a cell phone that is particularly deadly, tuned exactly to rattle DNA strands apart, they will globally meet and pay any amount of money to make sure that's adopted. You see, everything is tuned to be the most horrible possible. They have giant international boards to make sure that it's adopted with the BT corn and the BT wheat and the BT on and on, growing its own pesticide so you have unlimited cancer and organ failure and liver failure, pancreatic failure. They have international bodies for the standardization and doctors they pay to say babies need 75% sugar. And everybody knows they need like 25%. And then it's all done to kill you, okay? Like shooting a black man up with syphilis when he comes in for a vaccine, okay? That's done to kill his butt and make it long and painful and to spread it. When they tell the troops, take your mask off, we just blew up chemical plants, that's an order. That's on record. They wanted our troops to sit there and breathe that in. They want you dead. Okay? You're like, well, why would they kill you? Because if they killed me, folks, it could disrupt the entire experiment. They have expected people like me to come along in their actuaries. And I've read about myself in books before I was born. Not about me individually, but about people like Alex Jones, people like you. They talk about it. There'll be many gallant, beautiful souls that... in CFR meetings that try to resist us and don't see we're doing it for the betterment, and they'll have to be killed. That's H.G. Wells. We'll have to pay. And then he was re-quoted in the CFR. John just popped in my ear. You want to set it up, John, when you want to pop in on air, we're actually on air. I've told you guys a million times. I love it. You're allowed to pop in, but do not do it where you're not on air, because then I'm just sitting there talking to the air. Thanks. The point is that I've read hundreds of books about their whole plan written 100 years ago, written 160 years ago, written 50 years ago, written 90 years ago. And it's not my opinion. You want me to sit here and give you the latest dribbles of news? What? How the telecoms have the CIA inside of them? And now they're spinning it that, oh, they get service too. That's how they hide it. Or, oh, there's new smart streetlights coming that give you free internet. Oh, and watch you and steal everything you're doing and have microphones on them. And it's like, yeah, big deal, Alex. It's a government program to give us free internet. See, from 2 years ago, it couldn't be true that there's not streetlights up listening to us, even though it was admitted, to, oh, yes, we need that. It's free internet. No, you're paying for it with tax money. I'm just watching them roll this out to you. And people are so dumbed down, I see them commenting on InfoWars, not the majority, but some of them going, I don't understand it. I've seen news articles written going, what's he talking about? Why would the government want to kill us? We pay taxes on money they issue. They only use us paying taxes to be able to control the economy and pick winners and losers. Why is Alex claiming they want to give us cancer when I give all the evidence? They're like children. Well, I wouldn't do that, so nobody's going to do that to me. Long segment coming up, but here's what's coming up. Document cam shot, please, for folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. FBI looks for leaks at Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Look at the lie. It's all for domestic, but they call it foreign. The Federal Reserve is a foreign bank, so they call it Federal Reserve. Everything's a lie. That's like they have one of the White House spokesmen come out and call it non-lethal... lethal aid. The same guy that came up with kinetic action, he came up now with non-lethal aid. And then he calls it lethal. I have the transcript from the press conference. Lethal, non-lethal. I mean, perfectly Orwellian. Lethal, non-lethal aid.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Live. And I am your guest host here, Alex Jones, being sarcastic. I tell you, there's so much going on in the background around here. I don't even know how I do this radio show anymore. I have no idea how I do it. It's almost impossible to work here because the stream of people that come into the control room constantly and continually at this office, and that's why I have the issues that I have. No one is to come in this control room anymore. And no one listens to me off air. Maybe everybody will listen to me on air. Okay? It is unbelievable. This whole country is going to hell in a handbasket. Folks, there is a bunch of news that we're going to be getting to here today. And we are going to take your phone calls after our guest leaves us at the bottom of the next hour, getting into weather weapons and other systems. But first off, I want to go to a trailer for a new film that I'm in called State of Mind that is available at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And it is an important film to get into the mind warfare systems that are being used not just here but around the world, and a general public that has been brought up within these different systems of programming and control. And so we'll go ahead and go to that trailer now. Here it is. Are we choosing our own paths, our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
C.S. Lewis said, when training beats education, civilization dies.
We need to always be cognizant of, as a free society, that information can be used as a weapon.
Barrier to discovery is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge.
We are seen as nothing but biological androids.
To gain control of education in America, not for a philanthropic purpose, but to change the thinking of the American people.
From the time we're very young, we're taught to, you know, worship authority, basically, because that's our key to survival as young children.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control. From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
And the CIA scientists could actually film people who had been surreptitiously dosed with LSD.
There's a brain entrainment process that takes place.
That gives the government free rein to create whatever story or narrative it wants to create.
Whatever the public face of something is, whatever they're talking about publicly, there's something else over here they're probably not looking at.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would fully endorse, not only endorse, but demand a war.
When you watch mainline establishment television, you are putting yourself in front of the barrel of a gun. Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control, psychological warfare, brainwashing. Are we controlled and manipulated? You bet.
That's mind control par excellence.
Find out how deep the rabbit hole really goes with this new groundbreaking documentary film, State of Mind. Available exclusively at InfoWars.com. All right, folks, we are back live. And again, I get really wound up about this information because I know it's real. And I just see everybody going around in the world taking what the globalists are doing to us like it's no big deal. And the New World Order takes our adaptability and our capacity to put up with stuff, and they use that against us incrementally to get us conditioned to basically accept anything and everything. This is a very important film. It's very well done. I'm honored to be in it. It's got Colonel Schaefer in it. It's got author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin. It's got a bunch of psychiatrists and psychologists and scientists in it. It's got great minds in it as well, like the fellow that heads up No More Fake News, Mr. Rappaport. It's a very well done film, and the first 5,000 people that get it will get a free copy of the DVD film, The American Dream, 35-minute animated comical documentary, great for the unwashed masses, the uninitiated masses who aren't aware of this information. It is a free film on the first 5,000, and they are going very, very quick. I've got 15,000 DVDs and Blu-rays. I've partnered with the filmmakers to help them really roll it out to the public in a big way because I think it's important. And so the first 5,000 orders will get the Free American Dream DVD with it. And both of these make great gifts to wake people up. And I'm very thankful to all of you that support us and go to InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com and get both of the films. Now, it starts shipping July 15th, but we have them in the warehouse right now. But the official release date is July 17th, and we're going to premiere the documentary State of Mind on the night of the 17th of July. We're going to have the filmmakers and some of the people that are in the film here in Austin. We're flying them in to do like a special 3-4 hour nightly news where we'll talk about the film, play the film, and then comment on the film afterwards. So it will premiere coming up and also be archived for everybody that's a PrisonPlanet.tv member then. All right, folks. I'm going to play a piece that I talked about a few days ago that Jakari Jackson did dealing with the video game Rainbow Six. This is one of the popular shoot 'em up military strategy games. And it's every new military game that's coming out, you fight American gun owners, Tea Partiers, who are terrorists. And this is just the total branding. And it's lined up to then stage events and blame it on us. You can bet your bottom dollar that's what's going on. So I'm going to get to this report. Then I'll get to the latest on NSA, the latest on the G8, the latest on arming al-Qaeda publicly over in Syria, and a lot more. And then our guest is going to be joining us from London. But here is a piece that aired on InfoWars Nightly News. So we're playing it here for the radio listeners.
This is for the homes you foreclosed on, the bailouts you took. We are the true patriots.
The long in development Rainbow Six Patriots has been confirmed for the next generation of gaming consoles. I'm Jakari Jackson with an InfoWars News Alert. Now, of course, the next generation of gaming consoles not only includes PlayStation 4, but also Xbox One, the same Xbox which is made by Microsoft, which has been alleged in the prison scandal, which contains advanced tracking features in their unit, but that's not the point of this report. Rainbow Six is a highly decorated tactical team, as the InfoWars.com article points out. Team Rainbow faces a new and very real threat called the True Patriots, a highly trained, well-organized revolutionary group that claim the American government is irrevocably corrupted by greedy politicians and corporate special interests. The True Patriots will do whatever it takes to reclaim their country. It goes on to say, players will face critical scenarios that will require them to make tough ethical decisions in order to stop this new breed of terrorist. We'll get to those tough ethical decisions in just one moment. And keep in mind, this is the statement from the game's own publisher, Ubisoft. Now, InfoWars has well documented in numerous reports how the mass media demonizes militia groups.
The real programming is happening with these shows like Founding Fathers, where the guy that's pro-gun in Texas and leading the militia, he's really al-Qaeda, which fits into the whole narrative that, oh, it's white al-Qaeda or gun owners are really al-Qaeda.
This game doesn't stop with just patriots. It also goes after survivalists, people who can skin a buck and run a trot line.
We'll do exactly what we say or we will field dress her like a deer.
This game is a mirror for real life. Not only when conservatives and patriots are targeted by the IRS, but also when the Department of Homeland Security trains to fight the, quote, free American citizens in an exercise. And don't forget about the DHS's no hesitation targets. Now back to those ethical choices. Shooting police is nothing new in video games, but when you play a game such as Grand Theft Auto, the action is viewed as criminal and is often optional. But you'll see in this trailer for Rainbow Six, not only is the act of shooting police encouraged, it is mandated to advance in the game. And if you think that anything in this report has been taken out of context, listen to the game's former creative director, David Sears.
Speaking of those terrorists, who are they now this time? They're homegrown? What does that mean exactly?
They're homegrown. Domestic terrorism is a pretty significant threat facing the United States. And it's the idea that terrorists now look just like you or me. So it makes differentiating between, you know, friend and foe a lot more difficult, which is totally new for Rainbow.
Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Founding Fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
You mean George Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Revere?
Yeah. And we'll end with the December 2011 edition of Game Informer magazine. It asked the question, you fought Nazi, Russian, North Korean, and Middle Eastern threats. Rainbow Six Patriots ask, can you turn your weapon on your fellow countrymen?
No, 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 no,
So targeting Americans, killing hostages, and shooting police because using a radio was too inconvenient, that's the new Rainbow Six Patriots. And many real patriots have not taken this lying down. They've gone to the Ubisoft website, their Facebook page, and their Twitter page, and voiced their disgust. I'm Ja'Kari Jackson with an InfoWars News Alert.
We will field dress her like a deer.
Our government, our supposed media, is putting out every drama, every sitcom, almost every shoot 'em up video game. The new enemy, and you see this if you watch television, the new enemy, the worst people are gun-owning militia people. And it's very racist because in all these TV shows and movies, they're white people. And then you see Rangel and all these other folks go up on television, Al Sharpton, black racist, and say, oh, it's the white Southerners, but don't worry, we'll get their guns. I mean, actually say that, like it's a white person thing to own a gun. And then they have, you know, Fox News reporters and Fox Sports reporters both come out and say, you know, the Ku Klux Klan is the NRA, when it's the opposite. It was the Democratic Party and the Ku Klux Klan that passed the first gun laws in the South so blacks couldn't have guns. And anybody that knows basic history knows that it's so frustrating. They want us fighting with each other. But that doesn't mean then that you don't then have to respond, which then just adds to the whole deal. Because just because you're not racist, if you're white or you're black, it doesn't matter. Because they put all this race war stuff out in the media, so black people think, is that a racist white person? And white people think, is that a racist black person? On and on and on. Or if you don't want to pay for people to have their babies free and welfare and be above the law, well, you must be against Hispanics, because that's the majority of the illegal aliens. It's so masterful what they've done, but it's also at the same time simple. And when you're awake to it, you know they're getting ready to stage something. And it turns out 2 months before the April 15th Patriots Day bombing in Boston, Boston Globe now reports, they had a drill planned for early next month. This was like, what, 4 months out then. It was 2 months before April. They had a plan to have backpack bombs carried out by a militia group against crowds of people in Boston. And we know they were doing a drill that day, and as best we can tell, looking at the video of contractors and military people that were there, they were there taking part in that drill that was publicly scheduled for July. And they admit they had a drill 2 years ago of something similar, bombing the Boston Marathon. I mean, they had so many drills, folks. So in case they got caught, oh, it's just part of the drill. And then I told you, they're going to kill FBI agents. They're going to kill people that knew the Tsarnaev brothers, and now they have. And it's going to come out they were on CIA payroll and sent to the Caucasus to train because those terror groups are run by the CIA. That came out. It all came out. All of it. Every stinking bit of it. And I don't know how in my personal life, with my family and everybody, how do I, like, take time off? How do I relax? I mean, I'm asking you, the listeners, this, because this gets me so upset knowing this is happening. That I'm too focused, I'm too serious, and quite frankly, it's exhausting. And so I apologize to everybody who listens and everybody that works with me, you know, if sometimes I'm just so serious, but it's like I can't help it. And I'm in a world of people that instead of being serious are the opposite, the general public. I mean, they've got Homeland Security paying for $2 million worth of paper targets of little kids called No More Hesitation. And the company said, no, we are training. The Homeland Security wants them. These are to shoot. These aren't paper targets so you shoot the bad guy, you know, with the bag of money and the gun in his hand. You don't shoot the kids that pop up. This is to shoot the kids. And that was too hot for any media to handle. Kind of like it was too hot to handle 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, when we got the Homeland Security documents saying the number one terror threat is gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, Ron Paul supporters in the fetters. people didn't believe it. Ron Paul's office called me, and they said, Alex, we know you don't make stuff up, but how'd you prove that was real? And I said, I called the phone numbers on it, and the state police and the FBI, because that was two different documents, got very upset I had it, and told me I wasn't supposed to have it. I said, it's real. I've seen these before. These graphics are Southern Poverty Law Center. This is just Southern Poverty Law Center with federal and state stamps on it. And then they sent a letter and got a response and came out and said, okay, it's real. And then now everybody's like, well, that's passé. Everybody knows that. Listen. Listen to me. They put weed killer in your stinking food, folks, that they know kills you because they see you as a weed. They put fluoride in your water to hurt you, and they know it's hurting you. They designed the GMO to poison you. Okay, so it isn't up to me to come up with all the answers how to fix this, okay? I'm just here trying to wake people up. It's up to you to do something about this. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe.
I'm here to tell you, folks, you can't just punch out a reality and tell yourself, oh, this guy's crazy. Wouldn't you be a little crazy if you knew this stuff and it was true and you couldn't get other people to wake up fast enough? I mean, yeah, I've probably gone a little mad knowing all this info. But I think people that know about it and ignore it and don't care are really the crazy ones. And I've likened it to this 1,000 times, and I'll do it again. It'd be like in those movies, which is based on a lot of true stories, where a boat is capsized, an ocean liner, whatever the case is, and the water's coming up slowly, and people are in it upside down, and you've got to swim 100 yards or whatever out through the dark, through the passageways to try to get out on top. And they've had cases where people just stay there and die because it's too scary to go try to swim out. And they just bang on the top of the ship until somebody finally gets to them. They just had an ocean liner recently do that, and people stayed in there and drowned and didn't try to swim out. And this is like swimming 20 yards. And we know the exit. We know what brings us back to liberty. This isn't 100 yards, 200 yards, something that's very hard to do, but you don't have a choice. You've got to attempt it. This is, we're going to be destroyed if we don't wake up and get involved. I mean, look at this news here, folks. FBI looks for leaks at Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. MOD serves news outlets with D-notice, Ministry of Defense, over surveillance leaks. That's right. They've ordered The Guardian and others not to report on it now, declaring national security. And they have similar things here that are classified in the U.S. where they go threaten people and threaten to arrest them. So there you go. They're shutting it down. Snowden in online chat. NSA analysts can get anything they want. No kidding. DHS hopes to get same cyber spying powers as NSA. They already have it, folks. They just want to be able to use it in court now without warrants. So when they say they want it, it's like your kids already stole $20 out of your wallet and they ask, can I have $20 out? I mean, it's already been done. Continuing, we could not have carried out the bin Laden raid if it was on the front pages. You mean that fake raid? This is incredible. Amazon's invasion of the CIA is a seismic shift in cloud computing. And this is a Wired magazine story where they say, oh, the CIA is basing its servers inside Amazon systems. Folks, it's always been like this. NSA, CIA, DARPA, they're all in there. Some of their biggest profit centers in the telecoms and other related groups is from the server systems. That's all in the Cybersecurity Act that they didn't pass, but it's already implemented from 4 years ago. It's already in the Telecommunications Act of 96. But I told you this about 50 times the last week. Here it is in the news again. Okay? Boom. See, I told you. All right? Here's another one. High-tech street sign that plugs into social media. Instead of having Google cars driving around spying on you with the antennas, they're coming out with all these high-tech street signs that double as wirelessly tracking you with cameras and microphones. Again, Wired magazine, oh, so cutting edge, telling us about it. Paul Watson wrote about that 2 years ago. In fact, what's old is new. I'm going to call Watson and say, do another article about the street signs that watch and listen to you. Send it over to, you know, the media so we can get this out to people so they get the rest of the story. Continuing, James Clapper admits lying to the American people in the least untruthful manner possible. Isn't that sweet? That's another lie. And they got the transcript to him to Congress. Lying to you for your own good. Yeah, right. NSA should come clean, says Ray Kelly. Give me a break. That's rats leaving the sinking ship. That's just some of the news we've got on that front. I haven't even gotten into the huge Syria news, the economic news, aircraft carriers to guard the fake president at the Dublin summit in Ireland. It's all coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.